AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. It's the news Elizabeth Thomas's family has been waiting for more than a month.
And if she could just come home, everyone will just accept her back as if nothing ever happened.
The 15-year-old from Tennessee who disappeared with her teacher has been found safe in California. The teacher, Tad Cummins, has been arrested. They had been spotted earlier in Oklahoma. Court papers filed recently in the girl's disappearance say she was afraid of the teacher and thought she would face repercussions at school if she resisted him. President Trump is ordering an investigation into whether steel imports are hurting national security. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The World Steel Organization says American-made steel once accounted for roughly a fifth of global production. 2 years ago, it was down to less than 5%.
Steel is critical to both our economy and our military. This is not an area where we can afford to become dependent on foreign countries.
Surrounded by executives from American steelmakers, President Trump signed a memo ordering a look into whether the imports are jeopardizing national security. A 1960s law gives the president authority to restrict imports if they're deemed harmful to security interests. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says the Pentagon will not disclose the amount of damage when the military used the so-called mother of all bombs to strike an Islamic State stronghold in Afghanistan. Mattis says the Pentagon learned from Vietnam War experience it doesn't pay to judge the success on the battlefield in terms of the number of enemy forces killed. The Food and Drug Administration is going to require the makers of two powerful opioid painkillers to change the labels to warn against giving them to children under age 12 and to limit use in older children. The reasons? The risks of slow breathing and death. Wall Street stocks remain higher. The Dow is up 215 points. This is AP Radio News. The TSA is responding after a passenger got on a plane in Los Angeles with a handgun.
Santa Monica, California police officer Noelle Grant was leaving for a vacation in Taiwan when she went through a checkpoint at LAX with a handgun in her carry-on bag, according to authorities. Nobody caught it, and she boarded her flight. After arriving in Taiwan, Officer Grant alerted authorities there she had inadvertently left the gun in her bag. The TSA says standard procedures were not followed at LAX, and it will hold those responsible accountable. I'm Rita Foley.
The newest members of the International Space Station are settling in.
Jack Fisher might be the first one through the door.
Yes, sir.
First-time space flyer making his way into station for the first time.
American Jack Fisher and Fyodor Yurchinkin from Russia arrived today. They will spend more than 4 months in space on the International Space Station. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.